Chapter 1. Awakening. A shock awakened Kara. She shot straight up in bed and gaped around in the darkness. Her left hand grasped at the pit of her stomach. Muscles spasmed in her back, unconsciously pushed her body into a clutched forward bend. Tears flowed from her eyes. Her right arm and shoulder hung loosely while the rest of her body continued contracting. Through the dampness and distorted vision, she kept looking outwardly as if she could see what attacked her. Just as her German Shepherd dog, Ragel, bounded into the room, Kara heard the word, "Breathe." Coming back into her body and recognizing that she was holding her breath, she took a long, deep gulp of air. The respiratory action loosened the contractions in her back, belly, hips, and legs. Her toes were shaking uncontrollably. She felt Ragel's head on her lap. Kara was sitting up in bed, but her mind was blank. She felt only her dog's head, her quivering toes with convulsing feet, her wet face, and an empty recognition of her surroundings. Kara's body stayed in this position for, close to 10 minutes. Her awareness did not recognize the time. Ragel began to nudge Kara, which brought the usually vibrant woman to her senses. "What just happened?" asked Kara, not expecting an answer from Ragel. The dog continued to prod Kara until she reached out and touched the big dog and spoke to him in her loving, accepting tone. Ragel was almost as big as Kara in that he weighed 118 pounds. His gentle demeanor was as spectacular as his physical structure. The cramping of Kara's toes was causing pain. She sat up, pulled her legs into a lotus position, and began massaging the hurting digits. The rubbing and kneading did more than just relieve the torment. The palpation also helped Kara connect the dots with respect to her thought process. Kara relaxed considerably. Bits and pieces of the prior experience came into her mind. "I haven't had a dream like that for many years," she exclaimed, once she realized she was in her bedroom with her dog. She hugged Ragel and expressed how happy she was that he was there. Ragel wagged his tail. It was time to get up, dressed, and go out for a walk. Kara would revisit this occurrence after breakfast. Sunday mornings allowed for such ease, unlike the other days of the week where calendared time constraints ruled her life. The test of time was in charge of Kara's viability. In this day of multitasking and virtual communications, the stress and anxiety levels of most professionals, especially attorneys, was at the highest level in over 20 years. Kara wondered if she had made the right choice of going to law school after her distinguished career in the military. Her intuition resounded a loud and dramatic yes. Yet, she continued to await a tangible example of why this was true. Now, at age 42, Kara had been practicing law only 3 years. She secretly kept many of her metaphysical talents, such as lucid dreaming, psychic skills, and vibrational healing, from most of her legal colleagues. In addition, Kara was a member of a covert group that she discovered while on a mission in Ireland. Because the last 15 years was so fraught with hostile, conservative factions taking over many governmental and political organizations, the rule of law had changed dramatically. cults and conspiracy theory congregations and assemblies abounded within a restrictively biased society. Kara's group, known as the Earth Druids, kept a very low profile, especially in this time of massive social media regulation operations and perversions of the sources of justice. The last 40 years were plagued with wars, epidemics, dictatorships, religious killings, and other horrors. Kara opined that current events seem much like the stories of the Crusades, burning witches at the stake, pandemics among humans, slavery, and other terrors of early Christianity. Kara pondered the patterns of human discord, including the trauma inflicted on the planet. Her reflections gave rise to Kara's researching and writing a paper for an environmental law class, an elective for Kara's Juris Doctor degree. She scored the highest grade in the class. Sometimes Kara was apprehensive about going into deep meditation or commencing active dreaming during sleep. Often she saw visions and energetically moved into other dimensions. Kara's concern was not about what she discovered in the other dimension. As a channel for higher forces, she learned about who and what could instill harm in the physical, material, or three-dimensional world. She had perfected her insight so as to use the intuitive information to avoid danger and to prevail in conflict. Yet she avoided taking on dark energies in order to abrogate or neutralize their damaging impact and influence. But recently, she could notice the shady, obscure effervescences without allowing these energies to infiltrate her energy field. Kara had chosen to be bold and brave. She had selected a career in the military and then law. As a warrior, Kara was strong and not to be taken lightly. Yet her genuine, authentic, and true world was that of peace. Kara is like a priest, a spiritual energy healer, and peacemaker. She had known this since she was 9 years old, the first time she had the vision that showed itself in a dream just last night. Was it time to step into this extra-dimensional power? She wondered. Her toes started their spasmodic shaking again, and she observed her thoughts.